In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Good morning. Welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Tuesday morning. Thanks so much for being with us. We appreciate it as always. Hopefully everybody's Tuesday's off to a nice start. I know mine is. Good morning to you, Randy. How are you?
What's happening, man? Yeah, dog, it's all good over here in the beautiful Kia sauna.
Yeah, it's a little warm.
The Kia Studio sauna.
Somebody broke the heat control in here.
I don't know. I just don't understand how that keeps happening.
I don't know.
I mean, I always have my suspicions of who it probably is.
Have you ever once touched the heat controls in this studio?
Never, ever.
Neither have I. I don't even know where they are.
I know they're right there.
Oh, they're over there.
They're right there. So it's somebody behind the glass.
Oh, so it's one of those guys.
Yeah, one of those guys.
Yeah, who do you think probably did it?
The easiest one is Dylan. But no, I'm not going to blame Dylan.
Why not?
Because I don't. Cause
it might be.
We blame Dylan for everything. And it's funny because we blame Oren.
Mm-hmm.
Then we don't do that.
Yeah.
I know it's not Bo.
No, but no, I don't think so.
See, both of those guys know there is a temperature it's supposed to keep kept on.
Yes.
Okay.
And I think both those guys, I think it's one of the weekend guys.
Oh, okay. Yeah, probably.
Oh, coming in here, moving,
probably
raising
Noel.
The furniture.
Let's blame Noel.
Yeah,
probably her.
Blame her.
It's probably her.
Yeah, we'll blame Noel.
She has a hard time regulating her body temperature.
Yeah, yeah.
So we're blaming her.
Although Garrett's been
correctly.
Filling in on the morning shift for the last couple of
years. That's the guy.
You know how Garrett is. Garrett sits right there where you see that bow, he has a blanket on his lap.
Yeah, he needs it warm because he's got that Stanley Cup full of ice.
Yeah, it's a blanket on his lap. Yeah, a quilt. That is Nana quilted for him.
Yeah, sounds like Garrett. Big quilt guy. Anyway, good morning, Randy. How are you?
I'm good, man. It's Tuesday, coming off of a I don't know what the hell you call that game last night.
It was entertaining, kind of.
For Jalen Hurts
nightmare
to be as bad as he was,
yeah.
They still almost won a damn game, which is the crazy thing about it. Kudos to Justin Herbert playing with the one hand, ran the ball a lot. Mm-hmm. A lot of like design runs for him.
66 yards on the ground.
Yeah, man. What an awful game. Just turnover. I didn't know you could turn the ball over twice until yesterday.
I didn't either.
But I was like, interception, fumble. Yeah, that happens.
That is just kind of peak nightmare night.
Yeah,
right?
No, that's when you know it ain't your night.
That's
and
when
yet you still almost
when
won.
When you know it ain't your night. He threw four picks last night and had a fumble. One of those plays, if you haven't seen it, I'm sure you have by now.
Yeah.
He threw a pick. Then the guy that picked it fumbled it. And then he recovered the fumble. And then he fumbled on the same play, and then the Chargers recovered it. That was the game right there. Like, that was what that game was.
Right.
It was just sloppy, and it was a slog. And, I mean, the Eagles are in a tough spot right now,
man.
I'll be honest. I thought about our good friend Hugh Douglas.
Yeah.
That's not fun.
No.
They're not having any fun today talking about that.
No.
And
it's like one of the things where, as great as AJ is, when you spit in the wind, somebody blows back in your face, you got to catch the ball.
Yeah.
You got to catch. You want the ball, you got to make that first play of the game and everything like that. But, yeah, the Eagles, they just, again, their offense stinks.
Mm-hmm.
It's so basic. And when Jalen has to play quarterback like that, they're not good.
Yep.
But, I mean – their offensive line is just all raggedy, man.
Yeah.
I think they're hoping to get Lane Johnson back sometime in the near future. He's been out with the Liz Frank. You know, Dickerson was in and out of the game yesterday. That was the key to whatever they did last year. And
mm-hmm.
so,
right.
you know, they're not unable to block people. But defensively, poor Jordan Davis is good.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, N'Kobe Dean is good.
I know they kept highlighting it on the broadcast last night, but the way that he just destroys – that blitz pickup.
Yes.
Man, he just blows those dudes up and gets to the quarterback.
And you remember the first round pick from Alabama, like he was playing so well while N'Kobe was hurt.
Oh, right, yeah.
And then so when N'Kobe comes back, they show that he's not playing anymore. Well, have you seen N'Kobe since he's been back?
I have, yeah.
Since he's been back from his injury, the first game.
He looks like Georgia N'Kobe.
Yeah, he's been out there just killing folks, man. Yep. And obviously, we know Jordan Davis is going to be out for a while with the shoulder injuries. But, yeah, I mean, the Eagles, I mean, luckily they got a big enough cushion in the East, they're going to host the playoff game. But, yeah, they're leaking oil. They're leaking oil, Andy, and it's all about the offense because it's just
– Yeah, and it's been like that the whole season.
Yes.
I mean, it's just totally vanilla, totally stagnant. And it doesn't help that the offensive line has been as banged up as it has been. And Saquon's been banged up too, although he got loose last night for one of those long ones that he did so many times last year. It was a 52-yard touchdown run that he broke off last night. But the best run of the – or the best tackle of the night last night was Laura Rutledge tracking down Justin Herbert after the game. He did not want to talk.
Yeah, man, I'm ready to go in, man. I'm ready to celebrate this great win.
Celebrate with my teammates.
This great win right there. And then you can just put your hands on me.
Yeah.
Watch yourself.
Yeah, I have a suggestion because he doesn't want to do it. I don't think any player really wants to do it.
No.
We don't want to watch it because it's just, hey, tell us about the game. We just watched it. We don't need to him.
Right.
Like, the only people that want it are
the
networks. And, you know, maybe we just call it good, you know?
Yeah.
Sideline interviews, in-game interviews with coaches.
Yes.
I don't know.
Awful.
I would go so far as to say post-game press conferences.
Which are awful.
Get rid of press conferences.
Yeah, how about that?
They don't serve anybody.
They don't, man. How about we just do that, do away with all of it,
like,
man.
Well, you do, like, one a week, you know? You get once a week. We don't have to, like, Raheem's got to talk to the media 7 times a week.
Yeah.
It's just making people more mad. I know he talked to the media again yesterday. Look, I mean, we've said this many times. We'll say it again. When the team is playing the way that they're playing, there is nothing that a coach or a player or a general manager or anybody could say into a microphone to make you feel better about it. If you're looking to be mad about it, you can listen to the stuff he says and get more mad. But there's nothing that can be said right now that's going to make you feel better as a Falcons fan because they're 4-9 and they're eliminated from the playoffs, and it is what it is.
Yeah, I mean, the thing about it is that you go back and look at some of his comments. He's right. It's irrelevant to our coaches now unless you just want your blood. I mean, he knows. He sees the writing. Like, Rod's a very smart brother. He knows what entails what's going to happen when this season's over. He understands that. He understands that this is a performance-based business, man. It really is. And when you come into a season on a hot seat after the first year and it doesn't get better, it actually gets worse, you read the tea leaves or
writing on the wall, tea leaves,
all that other, and all them other phrases, you know. And so you just go out and – Well, always, and I say this all the time, I've been in this situation as a player, man. The one thing you got to do is that you got to always remind yourself you're a damn professional. And you have a job to go do, and it sucks, and the weeks suck. But at the same time, you get the opportunity to go play on Sundays. And that's the best thing in the world right there, no matter what your record
is. This week.
Thursday. And there's nothing better than being able to go play a damn football game. I mean, whatever. But yet, you know, it'll be coming out. Has he lost the football team and all his other crap like that? I don't know about all that. All I can say is this, that these dudes are professionals. It's your job to be ready and go play. Because some dudes are still playing for stuff. Some dudes are playing for contracts. Some dudes are playing for incentives and certain type things that you want to see if you can accomplish. Because one thing about money, it's always good when you get more.
Sure.
You know, and so when you're in that situation for some of these players, and then obviously, you know, you want your young players to continue to develop. And and you just go from there, man. But they got tall tasks this weekend. I mean, in a couple of days going out. I mean, Tampa's banged up, really banged up. But you're in a situation where they're still better than you, banged up.
Yeah, banged up, better than you, and also furious that they lost to the Saints on Sunday. So and motive and need it. I mean, they're still fighting for it.
Yep,
you know,
them
and Carolina have the same record. They're both 7-6, and Carolina beat them.
Yep.
So I mean, it's a lot on the table for Tampa. Again, frustrating to not have that math possibility at this point of the season. To be eliminated with an entire month of football left is very frustrating. But yeah, like you said, I mean, there's all that individual stuff for sure. I don't doubt that guys are going to go out there and try for various different reasons. I also don't, like, that's not really a conversation we're going to have. Like, that's the expectation, so do it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Lose the roster, I guess, whatever. You're a pro, go play. It's frustrating because some of the goals of this season still could. I mean, obviously, the development of young players is still a huge part of it. You got a ton of young guys on defense that all the games they play are valuable. James Pierce has a sack in five straight games. That's really cool. Like, that's really cool to see that first round draft pick that you traded up to get kind of paying off and looking really good. Again, it's cold comfort given everything else that's gone on. The most frustrating thing is that the number one thing that needed to happen this year beyond winning and team success and getting to the playoffs is the development of the young quarterback.
Yep.
And that stunted a couple of weeks ago because he's off the field. Yeah. So, like, even in these games, like last year, the final three games, now they were still playoff eligible in those games.
Right.
Had they been able to beat Washington, they would have, you know, they could have gone to the playoffs last year. But it was a frustrating finish to the year last year, but at least it was, all right, let's see Penix. Let's see what he can develop in these three games. You're getting a little bit of a head start going into next year. And now you don't have that either.
No.
And that's what feels so bleak. It's like so many of the different parts of it that you could still sort of be excited about are also not.
Yeah,
there,
I mean, and the thing with him is that he's going to spend his whole offseason rehabbing. He's going to, talking about Michael, he's going to spend his whole offseason rehabbing. You're going to bring a new regime in. He's not their guy. So how do they view him?
Exactly.
You know, and that's always a one of those factors is like, because he hasn't established himself as a quarterback to be like, I can win with this guy.
Right.
You know, I didn't draft him.
Right.
You know, and so
he's not their guy, and he has no track record.
Exactly, and so that's not a good thing if you're talking about going forward with whoever is going to be the quarterback, because somebody's got to play it.
Somebody's going to play quarterback.
Somebody's going to play quarterback for the Falcons in 2026. We don't know who it is, but I think that's going to be the ultimate thing is that he's going to be rehabbing. You're going to have a new coach. You're going to have a new GM, and you got to figure out, you know, how do you turn this thing around? You're not going to have your first round pick. It looks like the way y'all keep playing is going to be a top 8-7 pick for the damn Rams, who might win the damn Super Bowl, you know. And so, I mean, you got all these things going against you. So whoever is the guy they bring in here, who I don't have no thoughts on it or requests or anything like that, but whoever it is.
I do.
A good one.
A good one. Somebody who can win.
Yeah.
Somebody who can stop this.
Yeah.
Because I didn't realize until Sunday when they lost and then everyone started tweeting about it that this was now the longest, tied for the longest drought in franchise history.
Mm-hmm.
Bad franchise.
Yes.
Historically bad at times.
Mm-hmm.
This ties the worst run.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Yep.
I mean, I knew it was bad. We've been in it every single day.
Yep.
But I didn't realize that it was historically bad. I mean, they were really bad in the '80s.
Yes.
I thought, they're really bad now.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
there you go.
Who was calling yesterday about them dollar tickets? Like that's '80s was dollar tickets.
Yeah.
Where you get buy one get one free, or like I think you got if you bought a Happy Meal or something, you got a Falcon ticket. That's how bad it used to be, man.
It is now.
Yeah, man. So.
Problem is they got PSLs, so we're not doing dollar nothing.
Yeah, man.
Dollar hot dogs.
Woo.
But we need those PSL payments. And also ticket prices are going to go up because they always do.
Which is amazing, isn't it?
You got a lot of nerve.
You got a lot of damn nerve.
Maybe it would be a good year to not do that. You know what I mean? Maybe just stall that for a minute. You know? We don't need to raise them next year.
Again, if you didn't hear my guy Mike Bell's rant. Oh, that's a PSL owner rant.
Yeah,
rant
that was right a PSL there. Owner rant.
Yeah.
You didn't even have to have the radio on to hear Mike's rant.
Yeah, man.
You just could hear him.
Yeah.
I was listening to Christmas music, and all of a sudden I was like, what's that? What's that loud scream coming from mid? Oh, that's Mike
that's
Bell.
Mike Bell.
He's furious.
He is very upset
that was,
right
that
now.
Was one of the all-time rants yesterday.
Yes. Yes, it was.
It was really good. All right. First hour of the show brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course Atlanta. Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. We'll come back and tell you what's trending here on a Tuesday morning. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
He is 100% in support of me. Like, the support ain't an issue, you know. He is absolutely outstanding. And, like, his ability to listen to us, his ability to be there for us, his ability to be in it with us is absolutely 100% awesome. And, like, it's everybody. It's all hands-on-deck mentality with the organization, and I can't say enough about that.
Yeah, that's a telltale sign of a season that's not going well.
Right.
When a coach, whether it's college or pro, starts getting asked about the support of his employer.
Yep.
In this case, it's Raheem Morris being asked about the support of Arthur Blank. Obviously, in college, it happens as teams go bad, and then the AD has to send out the dreaded vote of confidence, which we all know what follows that. I mean, Raheem said what Raheem is going to say in that situation, because he's also 100% employed by the Falcons right now. So I'm sure he does have 100% support. I personally don't think that'll be true in about a month from right now, but who knows? I mean, honestly, who knows?
Who knows you what? Know,
whether or not they'll move on or keep them or
that's
whatever.
Not gonna happen.
Yeah,
that's not gonna happen. Because it didn't stay. It didn't even stay the same.
What didn't?
The seasons. You're one of your two. It didn't stay the same. Uh-huh. I know you're not in the playoffs,
right?
But
right.
I'm talking about no.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
like you fell off.
Yeah, if it was the same, Andy,
like Davion said,
maybe. But
shout
no,
out to Davion.
It regressed. It got worse.
It did, yeah.
You know, and so that's the thing right there is,
and
like,
you're right.
If there were signs of improvement, you might have some. But there has not been any signs of improvement.
100%. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Yeah, and
I don't know.
Yeah, okay. You stay the I don't know corner. No, it's a done.
I'm like 90%. Yeah, 90%.
I'm 100.
Okay.
I'm 100. I'm 100 because of the fact is that it hasn't gotten better. It's gotten worse.
Correct.
And it's gotten really, really bad. And so
it has.
You're in a situation where you've got to, I mean, Mr. Blank's going to support the hell out of you and everything like that. But but there's no way you're going to tell me that he is happy with anything that happens with his football team.
Can't be.
There's nothing for him to be happy about his football team. Nothing at all. And so because he's a businessman and all those different things. His football team ain't been good business for him.
You know?
I mean, you know what I mean.
I do know what you mean.
Yeah, looking at, he's still making the hand over fist.
Yeah, that's the thing, is like, if you're looking at it from that standpoint, which I genuinely don't believe he does. I think Arthur Blank looks at the Falcons football operation as a passion, I want to win.
Yes.
Not necessarily just a bottom line.
Right.
Bottom line perspective, they're doing great.
Oh, yeah, hand over fist.
They're doing great.
Hand over fist.
If he sold this thing right now, he'd make, I don't even know what percentage on return from what he bought this thing for all those years ago. So, like, from a business perspective, everybody in the NFL is doing solid.
Yes.
Yeah, but that's hopefully not the way that they're judging this thing. And again, like, I mean, everything you say is right. I just, we've seen him be patient before in times where it's like, well, why? What's the point of being patient here? You know, waited a little long with Dan Quinn. Maybe they were not patient with Arthur Smith.
I don't think they were.
That was 3 years, but it was 7-10, 3 years in a row. But still, it was 3 years.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
My thing was, it goes back to something you were talking about yesterday. Arthur, and it's not, you're supposed to always, if nobody believes in you, you believe in yourself. I understood. I'm the same way. But at the same time, you felt like, I got this guy. I don't have to explain why this kid, this third round pick that we got, because everybody's now, whenever there's a late round quarterback, everybody, there's two names now. It's Russell and it's Dak.
Yeah.
Okay. Nobody's ever going to say Tom Brady because.
Well, sometimes they do, but it's like stop.
Yeah, stop. But then in third, fourth, round quarter, either Russell or Dak.
Yeah.
You know, that's what you want to go with and everything like that.
Next time that happens, can we say Desmond?
Yes.
And whoever else you want to say? Because, like, for every Russell Wilson, there's 10 that didn't happen.
Yes.
And most of them didn't even get an opportunity to start, right? Well, you could say Desmond and Dylan. Because Dylan was a third-round draft pick this year, right? Dylan Gabriel?
Yes.
That's not worked out.
At all.
So, yeah, I mean, I don't know. Like we always say, if you can name them, then it's not a great example.
I really hate baseball, Andy.
How come? Why now?
Well, Edwin Diaz.
Oh, yeah. The closer from the Mets.
And Kyle Schwarber.
Oh, yeah. The power hitter from the Phillies.
Going back there. Like, I wanted him.
What happened? Where are they going?
Jeff Passan said he is going back to Philadelphia on a five-year, $150 million contract.
Five-year how long?
150.
Pretty good. Damn. Pretty good work if you can get it.
Hell yeah.
What's Edwin Diaz doing? He's Braves?
Dodgers.
Oh, Dodgers. Dodgers. Dang it. I'm sure we were right there in the mix for that one.
I think we were, man.
Uh-huh.
I mean, we had to be close.
Yeah.
We had to be close.
Right there.
Da, 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 da. It don't sound.
So they got the song. At Truist, remember?
Yeah.
For
and Contreras. We had his pitching coach.
And had his pitching
coach. Well, we still do have his pitching coach.
But the Dodgers have unlimited money.
Yeah. Dodgers, and yeah.
Yeah. Unlimited money.
Well, at least he's going to be kind of tired because, you know, that outfield, well, I don't know where the hell that bullpen is out there at Dodger Stadium, but his run to the mound.
Yeah, it's pretty long.
Pretty far.
Because, yeah, Dodger Stadium's a big one.
It's very big.
Cavernous. Plus, you know, he'll probably be jet lagged.
We need him. To the East we Coast. Need him. No
we got Russell Iglesias.
We need him. No
yeah,
way.
We're good.
We need him. No way.
Braves signed anybody yet?
Yeah, they signed a pitcher yesterday.
Who was it?
Don't worry about it.
That's his name?
Yep.
He'll be back and forth.
Between where and where? Randy side of town and mine?
Double A, triple A. Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much.
Okay. Fun.
Yeah.
Let's hear Kirby. Let's hear Kirby talk about, what's he talking about here? Oh, 9 conference games in the SEC.
Hey, that was the 9th game of our SEC schedule, right? So now just imagine that was the 9th game of the season for everybody in the SEC, and everybody played another SEC game. Yeah. Now, I'm not saying it was on this week. I'm saying it was on a previous week. So that's 8 more losses, right? 16 teams. It's 8 more losses in our league. So one team, 2 teams. Let's say this last weekend it was Oklahoma and Ole Miss or whoever hadn't played yet. They played, and they got losses. And then they're going to go to the SEC championship and play another game. Mm-hmm. Those 2 teams were beat up tonight, and that was the 9th game of the year. And we're looking at next year having another game. I mean, the coaches in our league are concerned about it, very concerned about it, and I wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't speak my piece and say that it's concerning. Because if that game affects Alabama, I don't know if it will or not. I have no say-so in it. I've sat in those shoes many times where that game cost you an opportunity. But hypothetically, every team just played another game in their 9th game. So there's 8 more losses.
And 8 more wins.
And it, yeah.
There's also going to be teams that win those games.
Yeah.
Which is always my response to, like, Sark saying, well, we shouldn't play Ohio State. You could have beat them.
Yeah.
You beat Ohio State, you'd be in the playoff.
And I know that's the new thing now is because I did see Sark come out and say we are going to honor our head-to-heads with, you know, whatever, if it's Ohio State got to go there or somebody. They are going to honor it and everything like that.
What a competitor.
Yeah, but, I mean, I don't think you should be punished for playing good teams.
I agree.
But you still have an opportunity to beat them.
Yeah.
You know, you still have opportunities to beat them. And the whole 9-game schedule, everything, is that going to make things harder? Probably.
Definitely. Definitely.
You know, probably.
Especially in good conferences where it's about the wins and loss, obviously, but it's also about, you know, that's 60 more minutes where one of your best players could get banged up and he's not available later.
It's football. You can get banged up in another game. Exactly. I'm going to be selfish. I don't need it to affect my time when I go to see Georgia play. Okay, I don't need them to take away, you know, Tennessee Tech and all those teams. That's when I'm going to the game.
Oh, right. Yeah they're not going to get you in Athens ever again.
Yeah. You think you're going to switch that to a conference game.
You're in the building for Charlotte.
Yeah, you think I'm going up there and this is a conference game. No, I ain't going. I need
Why do you need it to be one of those teams?
Because that's when it's the easiest to get in and out of Athens.
Yeah, because traffic's better.
Yep, it's the easiest to get in and out of Athens.
And the game starts at 12:45.
Yep, it's the easiest time to get in and out of Athens, Andy.
They put it on the SEC network, yes, and nobody goes.
Yes, the easiest time to get in and out of Athens.
You're making a compelling argument for keeping it.
I know, man. I know, man. Randy wants this.
No, I don't mean that. Like, having you there is great. Yeah. But that is, the reason that you go is because no one goes.
Yeah, man. Yeah. easy way in, easy way out of Athens, yeah. But I mean, yeah, the whole thing is just weird now, man. And that's why I said the only time I'm good on the college football news is when it's not even actual news, when the game is actually being played. All this other stuff, I mean, because I think about it, and I go back to some of the callers that we had last week about it don't matter and all those different things. And I go back and I think, like, how long have you been loving this team? Because if you've been loving this team, then you have fallen into this, oh, don't curse, Randy, this softified new stuff, this new train of thought by doing, you say it all the time, doing less is better, mm-hmm. You know, and we've, I just, I'll never, ever,
I will never
go to that side.
Ever.
You know, but.
I like sports.
I love it. I want to see all of it. And yeah. I like my team to play for championship trophies.
Me too.
And I want them to win them, no matter what.
Mm-hmm. Amen. As for the, like, all of the talk of it being, like, you know, broken or anything like that, no, it isn't. Because, like you said, when the game kicks off, the games are great.
Yeah.
Like, whether you, you know, were on that train of thought or on our train of thought or whatever for Saturday, Saturday at 4, the SEC Championship game was fun as hell to watch.
Awesome.
Especially if you're a Georgia fan.
Yeah, man.
But if you were just a casual fan, that's still fun to watch. Ratings are going to be through the roof. That's the reason why they're going to keep it more than anything. But I do, like, if you're going to 9 conference games and you're going to expand the college football playoff, which they're definitely going to do, we're walking closer to there not being conference championship games anymore, which is a shame. I mean, you could still just crown a, you know, regular season champion and you can call them a conference champion, yeah, like that. But that's what, I mean, eventually, like, you, there can be too many games just because the schedule is what, yes, it is. Like, you can't just have 18 games in, yeah, a college schedule.
But I'm just looking because you had they got the college football bowl schedule up, right? For, mm-hmm, all the bowls and, yeah, the playoffs included. And I'm just looking at it as, like, there's so much time in here where you can play these damn playoff games.
Oh, I know.
There's so much time.
Well, they could have started
already. They could have been started. There's so much time that you can play these damn games.
Yes.
You know, are you telling me that you want teams to be as rested as possible before you get to the playoffs? Is that why they're taking off? I mean,
I think what they should do is go to 16, no conference championships. Regular season conference champion counts for something. It has, you have to have some sort of benefit for winning all your conference games. And then that conference weekend, championship weekend, last weekend's the first round.
And
then
go.
And then we do the second round this weekend.
Or maybe,
and then you give them a break for Christmas.
Or maybe a week so you can get all the logistics
however
and all that.
However you want to do it, right, there's going to be a gap in there,
right,
somewhere.
Right.
But then we're playing football.
Let go.
And if we're talking about what would be the quarterfinals this weekend, I always get quarters and semis confused.
You always do. You ask me, look
every
at me
single
like,
time.
I'm like,
Well, because quarters are 4.
Yes.
But I think in, but semis are the final 4. Yeah. And then quarterfinals are the 8, right? Elite 8 is quarterfinals.
Yeah.
It's dumb. It should be opposite.
Hey, this Thursday, we get you ready for Falcons game with the live broadcast of Dukes and Bell from Gustin's in Ackward, brought to you by Miller Lite. All with the pregame discussion analysis, we will have specials on Miller Lite as all at Gustin's in Ackward. That's Dukes and Bell, 2-6.
Because, like, semi could mean anything. Like, semi doesn't necessarily mean final 4. Semi could be 8. But quarter is literally 1/4, right? There's 4 left. It's just like at the airport when it says arrivals and departures. I'm like, well, I just arrived. Which one do I go to? Am I departing? Where am I going? These are questions that I ponder. Okay? Now you know that. First hour of the show is brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course Atlanta. Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. You don't have to worry about that. You can go there. It's open to you. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
In the game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Tuesday morning, late morning, final segment before noon. Coming up in 20 minutes, we'll get to an NFL no huddle. React to that wild game last night on Monday Night Football. Eagles fall 22-19 in overtime. Jalen Hurts does four interceptions and loses a fumble. And on one play, he had an interception and a fumble. So we'll react to that and start turning the page ahead to Thursday night as well. Falcons and Bucks right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. College Football Corner coming up at 12:20 as well. Tons of good audio coming out of the weekend. That Notre Dame athletic director has a lot of people fired up about the stuff that he was talking about.
He's hot, so, Andy.
Well, he should be. He should be. But we'll react to some of what he had to say, as well as keep reacting to the 12-team playoff and everything that happened on championship
weekend. He's hot, man. He's hot, Andy.
It's his job to be.
Oh, but it's just funny how he's like, I don't know how this relationship can be repaired. Mm-hmm. No, it's pretty funny that we mentioned yesterday that the ACC network was playing the game over and over.
Mm-hmm.
Of them losing the game.
Yeah. Well, or of Miami winning.
Yeah, Miami winning the game. Yeah. And
but like
I thought again, it was
what are they supposed to do?
I don't know.
You know what I mean?
I don't know.
I don't know what's on ACC Network all day.
We appreciate if you're the ACC, we appreciate our partnership in is that like 30 other sports? Whatever sports.
Right.
But we're trying to get our football team that represents our conference.
Right.
You don't represent our conference.
Because if you guys would have got in, the ACC would have no teams in the college football playoff,
right.
Which would be wildly embarrassing.
Go be mad at the community for putting Alabama in. You can't get mad about You can't get mad about Miami.
No.
Miami beat you. Get mad at Alabama.
And again, I mean, I guess it was excessive or whatever, but also like it's their job to be excessive in lobbying for one of their teams to get in. And also, by the way, I mean, one of the things that Hunter Yurecek talked about on Sunday after they made the selections was all of the committee members went back and watched that game.
Right.
I hope they watched it the first time, too. Yeah, I assume they did.
You would hope they did, right?
But because it was so readily available on SEC Network over and over and over and over again, they all got the chance to go back and watch it, which...
Because that's
good.
That's
I guess.
My thing about that committee, because they always show the room where they're sitting at and everything, right? So you mean to tell me your ass is planted in that chair from noon until midnight watching games all day?
I would think so. Isn't that what you do?
Yes, but I ain't. But yeah, but I'm not. You know, have to make decisions.
Yeah, maybe you should be.
I don't think that they sit there and watch all them games like that.
You don't?
I don't believe.
You don't believe they watch?
I don't.
How come?
I don't. I don't.
What else are they going to be doing?
Huh?
What else are they doing?
Talking blank, making deals. Because I don't believe there should be any active athletic directors on this damn panel.
No, I don't disagree with
that. It should
be
former coaches who probably won't get back into coaching and former players.
Like, right. Yes. Try to eliminate as much of the potential bias as you can in doing so. Because, again, Hunter, Yurecek or whatever his name is the athletic director at Arkansas. Right?
Yes.
Arkansas got beat by 50 by Notre Dame.
50.
So maybe that's part of it.
I'm mad at them.
Maybe he's mad at Notre Dame for smacking him around. You know what I mean? Obviously, it's not, but like you could suggest that because he's the active AD at Arkansas.
Right.
Right? Which also, he's in the middle of other stuff.
He's trying to find a coach.
They had a coach. They have other sports that, yes. that they have going on. No, I'm with you. I do think that the committee could be better comprised of, like, you know, former coaches, former players, yeah. whatever. People that, I don't know if there's some sort of aptitude test you need to pass or whatever, but, like, people that have active skin in the game seem like probably the wrong people yeah. to be in there. But either way, if it's a committee of 12 humans,
I think
it's going to be, right? If it's a committee of 12 humans, yes. there's going
to
be...
let's not go back to computers.
I don't think we should. No. I don't think we should. Even though the 12, even the four, we had the 10 years of four, it would have been the same if it was the BCS every single year.
Right.
It would have been maybe there was one year where 5 and 4 would have flipped, but it would have been the same every single year if it was the BCS.
Yeah.
And I think the 12 in these 2 years has been pretty similar as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, if it's 12 people mm-hmm. selecting this and it's based on criteria that are invented, then it's going to be arbitrary.
Don't ever expect Randy to ever feel bad about somebody getting left out. All right, we had a 20-something game win streak and lost in a championship game.
Wasn't it more than that? I think it was a 30-something game.
Whatever that win streak was, yeah. and lost in the championship game.
By 3.
By 3.
Yeah.
And got dropped out.
Yeah, from 1 to 6.
So kiss my ass, Hunter, whatever your damn name is. Uh-huh. Let me make sure I pronounce it right, because Wes Durham did send me his name yesterday.
No, you're talking about a different guy. Hunter Juracek is the committee member.
No,
now.
I'm talking about
Pete Bivakwa.
Bivakwa, yeah, go to hell, Pete. And I got a good friend named Pete, so I don't want to make it seem like I'm throwing an extra eat on the Pete.
I don't think you're anti-Pete.
But go to hell.
You may be anti-Bivakwa.
I'm Bivakwa.
Never heard that.
Go drink you some vodka, Bivakwa.
Speaking of that, it sounds similar to our listeners are experts on everything. We're having our Scandinavian Christmas party on Friday, and I need a couple bottles of Aquavit. You had that when you were in Iceland, right?
I did.
Aquavit. Hard to find.
Yes.
Total Wine and More near our house where I normally get it, according to their website, doesn't have any right now.
Okay.
So if there's any people out there, because I know we got a strong liquor community out there that listens to the radio program.
Correct.
Delivery drivers and active drinkers and stuff like that.
Right.
If you know where I can get my hands on some Aquavit, let me know.
Okay.
At TBM929. I need to pick some up by Friday.
I'm curious one thing.
What's that?
Why Scandinavian?
What do you mean?
I never heard of a Scandinavian. Is it going to be like some different props?
Yeah, I don't understand your question.
Didn't you say a Scandinavian party?
Oh, yeah. The Christmas party is a Scandinavian Christmas party.
And I'm asking what entails in that.
Oh, it'll be like specifically Scandinavian food.
Okay.
Snacks, drinks, okay. and stuff like that.
Okay. Just a second. Okay.
Because my mom went to Norway and Sweden and Denmark.
Is she here?
Yeah, she'll be here. She gets here tonight.
Sweet.
And so she did that, and she brought us home sweaters and stuff. And we've really been leaning into the Scandinavian heritage since we got that 23andMe stuff a couple years ago.
Right.
I was like, well, I'm super Scandinavian. That's pretty cool.
Right.
I don't know. I never had anything to latch onto before.
Right.
I was like, I'm just white and from Seattle. You know? We want to have a party about that? Listen to Nirvana and eat some salmon?
Nirvana and eat salmon patties?
Yeah, we could. I mean, that sounds pretty fun, too.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know. It's going to be, be some, like, Swedish meatballs.
Okay.
We got all kinds of different cookies and snacks and stuff like that we'll have out there. We'll have Glog, which is a spiced mulled wine for drinking. And then you put some Aquavit in it if you have some hair on your chest.
Okay. Gotcha. Yeah. No problem.
Now you know.
Yeah. Appreciate it.
Can we expect you?
We'll be there. We got two parties that day. So we got her friends there afternoon. They're having an afternoon Christmas party. Then we leave there. And then we're going to come to y'all's.
Excellent.
Yes.
I'll save you some Aquavit.
Make sure you do that. Make sure you do that. You know how I come, locked and loaded.
I know. I derailed that conversation. Yeah. We were talking about college football, and I started making it about my Scandinavian Christmas
party. Like it.
Well, we're looking forward to it.
Yeah. That should be a lot of fun. But, I mean, there will always be issues in this college football thing.
Yeah, no matter what.
No matter what.
No matter what they do.
There's going to be a disagreement here, disagreement there. We play this many college games. Okay, the whole A&M thing. The A&M played the worst part of the SEC. They ain't playing the top dog. Kind of similar. Some people trying to say Indiana did the same thing, even though they've proven it that they're one of the top teams in the damn conference.
But that's what Indiana did last year.
Yes, that's what happened last year. And so there's so many different scenarios that's always going to come. And the one freaking I hate metrics. I hate metrics. I hate anything that people's advanced metrics. Defense metric. I hate anything when people try to base an argument off of that instead of what you saw on the damn football field. I just get someone drives me freaking crazy. But that's going to be a much bigger part. Analytics going to become so much bigger in this crap now.
Yeah, the problem is though.
And then the ACC with their freaking tiebreaker situation.
Yeah, they have to fix that.
Yeah,
obviously you need to have teams that have an opportunity to go to the college football playoff get into your championship.
Yes.
But it's also hard when you have 17 teams and 9 conference games and you have to figure out tiebreakers that are super random and it's based on conference record.
Exactly,
right?
Because like, you didn't play every damn body.
Exactly, and you can't.
Yeah.
You can't. Unless you're going to go to a 30-game season, everybody's not going to play everybody, which is kind of what you were talking about before. The problem with the whole format is that you've got 12 teams that are playing or 12 spots that are being played for by teams that come from super different places. Like, you've got a different set of rules in the SEC and a different number of teams than there are in the ACC. And you've got a different number of teams in the Big Ten than there are in the Big 12. And they've got different tiebreakers for how you get to the championship.
Yes.
And you could play an entire season in the best conference in America and be Texas A&M.
And not play the best teams.
And not play the best teams. And go 11-1 or whatever they did and lose to the best team you played and still get in. And then who knows what happens when they get to the playoff. The problem is that conference realignment has screwed everything up.
Yes.
Like, everybody was so cowardly and reactionary, and they didn't have a plan for any of this stuff that was clearly coming for decades.
Just go.
Everyone just panicked and jumped onto the life raft, and now we've got 18 teams in the Big Ten, and the system's built for Power 5, and there's only 4, and there's really only 2.
Right.
And it's all square peg, round hole.
Yeah.
Like, you can make it better. Like, it was the way that it was built is not the way that college football exists right now, and that was only 2 years ago.
Right.
Right. That's crazy. Like, that's how much stuff has changed in the 2 years that this has existed, because 2 years ago there was a Power 5 and now there's not.
Nope.
And because of that, it's really only a Power 2 and the ACC and the Big 12 after that.
And it's a Power 2 with two greedy.
Oh yeah.
And I love Sank. I do. Good. I like Sank. He's a nice man, everything like that. But you let him play. He all about his conference, as he should,
as he
be.
Should be.
They
yeah,
pay him
the
all this money
SEC
to do that.
He's
the SEC commissioner. And then you got old boy up there in the Big Ten. I mean, these are two damn bulls that are going head-to-head and trying to get more than the other. And it's going to continue to happen. The more you expand, the more it's going to be bullfights at the top, or two Rams running into each other at the top of a damn mountain.
Yeah, there's those two guys.
And then there's everybody else.
And there's everybody else. And then even above that, there's the networks, like, who are the ones that are funding all of this.
Yes.
And clearly are going to get, I don't know if they have say in it, but they have sway.
Yes.
Right? There's a difference between say and sway.
Yes.
And, like, it's a TV show at the end of the day. And I hope that, you know, Tulane fans and James Madison fans and Boise State fans last year, like the guys that have gotten into the dance because of the format, the way that it's built right now, enjoy it, because it's over.
Yeah.
Like, this is never going to happen again.
You'll never
have James Madison or any of these other schools in there again, which, again, there's an argument for that being good also, because we want good games and we want teams to have a chance to win a championship to make the tournament.
Right.
But that's over. Like, enjoy it. Because you're never getting back.
And that's what I was saying. Should they have their own thing?
Yeah.
Should they be able to have their own thing and still be able to call themselves a champion, a national champion? You know what I mean?
Yes.
And so the group of five, and then you might throw some other teams in there. But it can't be one of the things where then, obviously, the teams that are in the group – I'm sorry. I hate – the big school teams.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Right.
Those bottom tier teams can't trickle off over there. Like, okay, we need some more teams to get. No, hell no. Like Rutgers or somebody. No.
Maybe. Because here, I think that's where we're going eventually. And that's the only way it works. The only reason the NFL works is because there's 32 of them.
Right.
Right. There's 32 of them and 14 get in the playoffs, and it's all based on math.
So you think they drop the number?
I don't think it'll be 32, but it'll be small.
Like 40?
Something like that. Yeah.
Glad my school will be in.
Your school will be in.
Yeah.
I think mine will be, maybe. Depends on how we do the year before, you know?
Y'all get relegated?
Yeah, right? But that's kind of what it is. Or maybe that's what they do.
Maybe they build a relegation system or something, which actually wouldn't be a horrible idea. Maybe they do something like that.
But yeah, I mean, we always talk about this. We're in this middle area, like, where what was is over.
Yeah.
Whether it was the 4-team or the BCS or whatever, what was is over. What's coming isn't here yet. And right now we're in this little weird middle area where Oregon and James Madison are going to play a playoff game against each other.
In Eugene,
Oregon. You know? Yeah. Like, that's we're going to look back on this. I don't know how long it's going to last.
What's the line on that, Andy?
21 and a half.
What about the other one?
16 and a half.
Okay.
I don't know how long this part of it that we're in right now is going to last, But we're going to look back on this and be like, remember that?
Yes.
Remember that when anybody could just go anywhere whenever they wanted and everything was unregulated and they like auto-bidded like conference, not Conference USA, but they auto-bidded Sunbelt teams into the thing because the way they built it was so stupid. Yeah, we'll laugh at this. We're going to look back and laugh. Here's the other thing. As like mediocre as the model is, they're still going to identify the best team. After the first round's over, the eight best teams in college football are still going to be standing.
Yes, but do you look at it from a standpoint is that – but
probably, because Notre Dame's pretty good.
Why do those two got it easy? Why does Oregon and who am I thinking about?
Well, what's easier? Is it easier – Oregon and Ole Miss? Is it easier to be Oregon and Ole Miss and play James Madison, or is it easier to be – Texas Tech, Indiana, Georgia, and Ohio State not play anybody and already be in the second round?
Well, that's always going to be the case, because unless you're telling me that everybody starts at zero,
which I would love.
Yeah,
no bias. I want no bias.
Going to go. Yeah. If that's the case, then I think there should be more than just one on campus game.
Yeah, two.
Yes,
I agree.
Yes, more than one. Yes,
because that now we're talking about. Can stuff we that's that? Like, good
I,
for
and I would love
everybody.
I would love for that second game, the game if we got to buy. Talking about Georgia, we get to host. In Stanford Stadium.
I agree.
And then the next round, we can go to the Sugar Bowl or something like that.
I agree. I think that the best scenario, the best format would be 16 teams, no buys, first two rounds on campus, Final Fours bowl games, and then you got the national championship game. The problem is you got too many bowl games that are fighting over it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You got six big-time bowl games for only four or five spots. And that's where the, you know.
Get over yourself.
I agree. That would be great. That would be great. They're like, we'll get over ourselves and you make up the $100 million difference. How's that sound? All right, we'll come back. We'll get to an NFL no huddle to kick off the noon hour. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.